comp. That's the extent of the relationship.
What is mine besides turquoise and silver on the reservation?
Mine? Uranium and vanadium. Those are two major, and coal. Truly make the Navajo people, the Navajo reservation itself, sufficient toward that. And we may be one fourth of the way there. How is this to be done? Well, the effort of ONEO and the other agencies is going to have to put new thrust into working with people. I think one of the greatest downfalls has been not working with people, pretending that government can solve all things, pretending that tribal council and through its oil money can solve all things. Well, I think we have sufficient proof. It never do. People have to support themselves. Eventually, people are going to have to support the government that they have, they form. So in order to have self-government and self-sufficiency, then the people need to be developed. And people need to more and more get together and begin to discuss and exchange ideas. And they will begin to have an effect on the education of their children. Certainly, up to now, education has not make its impact on reservation because of the manner in which it was handled. And so there's still a great need for leadership in the educational field, be it in schools, or be it in engineering, medicine, law, or social services, liberal arts, whatever it is. There's a great need for development of leadership in these areas so that these people then begin to form the necessary catalyst of this development of the private sector and development of the economy. And also that this also will change the leadership and will change the policies that is now affecting the Indians. Now, I feel that this is the direction in which this whole work that we're doing is directing itself. They begin to be more responsive, BIA more responsive, public health more responsive, in fact the government more responsive, so that they can help in those areas that requires their help to have the people get the necessary boost to get to the level where they need to be. So I always say that if democracy is to work, then you must have excess of leadership. Right now we don't have it. What I mean by excess of leadership, I'm looking for a controller, Navajo controller. I can't find it. If democracy is to, there ought to be a dozen or more guys just as equally qualified, so I could have my pick. I'm looking for a purchasing agent. I can't find him. I'm looking for a deputy director. I'm looking for a Head Start director for 6 months before I got one. So these are the leaderships that is needed for people to become self-sufficient, so that they, in turn, then all the way down the line, the barbers, the shoeshine people, the people who operate stores and services and what have you, there's a great need for this kind of development, so that they can become, this community should become self-sufficient in some way, so that they don't, say, bring PHS Hospital here to our location, that maybe a doctor from this area will set up a shop and employment created somehow, and that they go there. I should not be going to the PHS Hospital, but I do, because it's the only hospital on the reservation. Whereas if I'm in Los Angeles, there may be one or two public health service hospitals in the area. For whom? Those who are in and out of welfare. But there are hundreds of clinics and hospitals, all privately owned, to which I can go. And I can take. But I see the day that thing developing like that. And so maybe 10, 15 years, this can happen if concerted effort is made at this level, because these are the people that's going to change. And these other government agencies are to be made to be responsive to this need, because they look at the need as a social problem. And not until these people direct them to the real need, then they can put their money in the right place to really develop it quickly. So I see in the future, one day, to be able to pick up the Navajo Times and maybe another newspaper, Shuprock Sentinel or Twin Lakes Globe, whatever it is, read it and just find out. Instead of Dow Jones average, it should have Huston Dodge be pretty average. See how the economy of the Navajo Nation is operating. And this is at least what I do, what I see. What we're trying to work toward. And it can only happen like it happened in America. If you allow individual initiative to take hold. Someone told me that don't speak at rodeos or barbecues. People are hungry. They never listen to you. I'm not close to child time. Is there any more questions? I know I probably could spend all day with you, because I'm really excited about it. I have great faith in the work that we're doing. Many times people don't want to put me on the program because they say I speak too long. And I try to watch myself by cutting it short. Very hard to do. that could keep going on for the next 3 years. So far, we only have three successful locational attempts. The government will quit. The next 2 weeks, we'll be in Chicago for 2 days for a National Indian Industrial Conference, where we will then bring our vision and our reservation map. When I go on this kind of trip, I have to put on a different kind of hat. I'm always two kinds of person. When I go on this trip, I don't say how poor the situation is. I show pictures of beautiful streams of the reservation. The Navajo reservation portion of Lake Powell with boating and all that, the landing, boat landing. And I show the nice churches and good school building, and also the industrial plant, General Dynamics, their name on it, and show the people working on these miniature circuits, putting the transistors in various parts together, the intricate work that's necessary. So I take pictures of these all in the sun, and also show big trucks going across reservation transportation systems. Show the airport gallon. We wait a long time to get enough traffic to show a picture. I do it. And then I get then I have a ride. They come to the Navajo Reservation. And from 4 to 5, 15 minutes drive, here is red. They show a guy taking 5 rainbow trout. This guy was just there 5 minutes. He's got 5 trout. He's going back to his house, which is 15 minutes away. He's going to have fresh fish, and then he's going back to General Dynamics to work. How beautiful it is. Show the nice sunshine, beautiful mountains and ranges and plateaus and what have you. And we said we got 25,000 highly skilled and able workmen who are ready to come to work. Very stable labor force. We can't go wrong. No strike, no union. We can provide you with buildings. We can provide you with training money. And you can make all kinds of money on the reservation if you come to the reservation. So I give him this pitch. So when I come back, I go from there, go to OEO, and say, look at this. No housing. No water. Schools run down. No transportation. Dirt road. So many people starve. So you have to play the road. So for industry, they don't care how poor they think, but they're scared. For industry, just imagine yourself on the Fifth Avenue, on the top floor, sitting there with the ground, thinking about how you're going to make another buck. And somebody comes to you and says, hey, how would you like a wide open space, horseback riding right out of your plant there, fishing in? What do you think about the guy who's going to send down this? Oh, so-and-so, plant manager. He ought to go kick down there. Talk about the money he's going to have to make. He's going to make the buck because building's going to be built for him, training money is going to be assisted with. So he thinks about money. And so that's the only way you get him out. Then when you get him out, then you be sure you